Hello. You are listening to the Grieving Parents Sharing Hope podcast. We are here to walk with parents on their unwanted journey of child loss, guiding them to a place of hope, light, and purpose, not in spite of their child's death, but as a way to honor his or her life. And now, here is your host, author, speaker, and bereaved parent, Laura Deal.
Hi, thank you for joining me today. I know I say that every week, but I really do sincerely mean it. When our child leaves this earth before we do, it can feel like everything inside of us has died too. But over time, God gently begins to plant a seed of hope deep in our hearts. It's fragile at first. It can be easily drowned by tears or choked by pain. But as we stay connected with Him and with those of us who understand, that little seed begins to grow. And we start to realize we're not alone and we heal better together. When Becca first died, I tried to find a group to connect with. And there's so much out there from grieving parents who are stuck in their grief, telling other grieving parents that their life will never be the same, that it will always be dark, that life will never be worth living again without their child. And I personally refused to believe that. I knew that my life would never be the same, but I just couldn't come into agreement that it would always be dark and not worth living. I had four other children, and I had grandchildren. One of them was Becca's daughter. I had a calling on my life. I had an international children's ministry. I knew I had the seed of hope and life living inside me. And as horrific as this was, I just couldn't believe that the death of my child, of Becca, was where God reached his limit and he wasn't going to be able to help me work through this. Now, for a while, it was just me and God, which was actually a good thing for me personally. But I did get to the point where I knew I needed to connect with others, but I kept putting it off because I was thinking I didn't want to be around a bunch of people who were a mess like me and walk away feeling even worse when I left. Now, God knew I needed that connection, and somehow I found out about Umbrella Ministries, which is a Christian organization for grieving moms. And they were having a weekend retreat that was 4 hours away from me. So I very nervously registered and I booked a hotel room. Now, when I got there, I went to my room and I was by myself, just feeling very lost. And my hotel phone rang. And it was the host of this retreat. Her name is Lynn Breeden. I've had her on the podcast before. It's been a while, but I've had her on. She's become a very precious, precious friend of mine. And she called me and she said, the group that's helping put this weekend retreat together, we're going downstairs to the restaurant to have dinner. Would you like to join us? And I said yes. I mean, it felt awkward to me, but I did say yes. What else was I going to do? Sit in my room and feel sorry for myself all night and get myself worked up, right? So I went down and it was such a wonderful evening. I mean, I walked in to that room. Most of them were already there. And the greeting I got and the love they poured out on me was just amazing. One of the things that I have learned over the years is that when we share our hope, it doesn't run out, it multiplies. Every time we reach out to another grieving parent with understanding or encouragement, we are helping to water their seed of hope. And in doing that, God also waters our own hearts. Believe it or not, preparing what I want to share with you on the podcast energizes me. And as God gave me a scripture that I'm going to share at the end of this episode, I got so excited I could hardly stay in my seat. I am so thankful that God nudged and pushed me into starting the Grieving Parent Sharing Hope podcast when I knew nothing about podcasting, to help water those seeds of hope each week to you through words of comfort and connection and truth. I can't tell you how many messages I have received over the years from parents who found an episode at just the right time when they were questioning their faith or wondering if they'd ever feel joy again or wondering if what they were feeling or going through was normal for those of us who've lost a child. As a matter of fact, let me just read a couple of emails to you. This one says, I have listened to this episode several times. You are so encouraging, Laura. I listen almost every day, especially when I feel lost. I listen and feel strengthened somehow. God bless you. If you're wondering which episode she had listened to several times, it was episode number 273, I Feel Like God Betrayed Me. Here's another one. Thank you for this podcast! My first child went home 10 years ago, and I feel like I learn something every time I listen to you. Let me just read one more here. Listening to you at times has been a miracle in and of itself because of your use with verses and his word. I've been raw and open with him, and he knows I definitely felt betrayed in all that I grew to know. One day at a time is how I try to keep myself going. Hope, in capital letters, hope is what I do hold on to. You know, there are so many words that can describe what we think and how we feel. Numb, regret, anger, sorrow, fear, confusion. I'm sure you could add quite a few of your own words to this list. And these are all valid for sure. But as you can see, all of these words are negative. So how can we start to move the needle toward the positive, especially if we don't see how that's even possible? Or maybe you're someone who doesn't know if you even want to. Well, I believe the word that is the bridge between the two, the negative and the positive, was just used in the last email, and that is the word hope. When we have no hope, we have no desire to live. Now, we know the enemy is out to steal from us and to kill us. And if he can't do it physically, he will do it emotionally. When our child dies, we have the biggest red target on us for the enemy to do exactly that. He steals our hope, leaving us wanting to die to go be with our child. Even if we have other children, a wonderful marriage, had a life of full of purpose and passion before our child's death, it all comes crashing down, and we are left in a world of darkness and hopelessness. But the death of our child did not blindside God like it might have done to us. And that means we do not have to stay a slave, chained to our prison of darkness with no hope. Jesus came to break every chain that could ever try to keep us bound. He will carry us through this valley of death, back into a place of abounding hope. Now, there is a seed of hope already inside you because Jesus is in you. It may be dormant at the moment, but it is there. It just needs to be nurtured. And in time, in its season, it will begin to break through the hard ground and begin to sprout. When we plant a seed, there's a time of waiting for it to break through the ground, right? Then as we continue taking care of it, we have to wait for it to start bearing fruit. And this can take years, especially for fruit trees. And like I said, we have a seed inside us. It's not just a seed of hope. It's a seed for everything we need in this life, because that's part of the redemption process. The seed of hope is in you. But it's up to you to water and nourish that seed to make these things grow. And yes, it can take a long time for it to feel like anything is even happening. Now, as a parent who's lost a child, I've gone through the trauma, the grief, the suffocating darkness that comes with it. I'm also someone who is able to plant that seed of hope in my life, allow it to be planted, and be nourished, that is now growing into a tree of life. It feels like a completely different tree from before my daughter Becca died, but it is alive and it's sprouting and it's bearing fruit. Satan wants you to think that you don't need God. If God really is who he says he is, why didn't he stop my child from dying? If God is good, why did he let this happen? The enemy is going to try to convince you that you'll do better staying mad at God or pushing him out of your life. Just like when he came to Jesus and tempted him in the wilderness, he was saying, "Do it my way, and I'll give you what you want." Now, the biblical meaning of temptation is a trial in which we have a free choice of being faithful or unfaithful to God. Now, I know we feel like God was unfaithful to us, but that's just not true. That's what the enemy wants us to believe. He's called the enemy for a reason. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy whatever he can to make us start doubting and to believe lies about God. That's what he did to Adam and Eve. He got Eve to believe lies about God and doubt God's goodness and his faithfulness. And these are the doubts that are going to make it hard to seek hope, which is exactly what the enemy wants. Death is a part of life. We all die at some point, and as painful as it is, some of us will have children who leave this earth ahead of us. The question is, how are we going to choose to live the rest of our lives now that they're gone and there's nothing we can do to bring them back? I have chosen to trust God and continue to trust God, knowing he could have healed Becca, but he didn't. He allowed her to go to our wonderful and glorious eternal home ahead of me. He has a purpose and a plan that I can't fully see or know about because he is God and I'm not. If we do not make Jesus Lord of our life, there are going to be difficulties in our lives. And guess what? If we do make Jesus Lord of our life, he outright tells us that there will be difficulties in our lives. The difference is, when we make Jesus Lord of our lives, his very spirit comes to live inside us, which means we have access to hope within our pain. We have the seed of hope in us. We have light that will break through at some point and shine in our place of darkness. We have comfort and wisdom and the ability to see blessings within the storms of life. So let me ask you a question here. Are you living from your soul or from your spirit? Living from our soul means we're living based on how we feel and what we think about the death of our child. Living from our spirit means we are choosing to live from a higher realm, from a place of being fully redeemed and the place where our children are now living in. Are you going to trust God, knowing that he can see what you cannot see and he knows what you do not know? Remember, he knew before your great-grandparents were even conceived that you would be here on earth someday without your child. And he already knew how to guide you out of the darkness of that grief and back to a place of wanting to live again. No, that does not take away the suffocating darkness and the pain we have to go through. But it does allow a seed of hope to be planted that we can survive this and at some point even have a life worth living again until our own numbered days come to pass and we are reunited forever with our children. God's resurrection power is at work in you. Just like you can't see the work being done in a seed under the ground, you may not be able to feel or see God at work in you, but that's okay. One day, that seed of hope will break through, and you will start to see and feel the warmth and beauty of life that is still around you. Each week, Dave and I pour our hearts into giving grieving parents a place to feel understood and encouraged. And we love being able to offer this podcast freely to anyone who needs it. Now, a lot of podcasts receive their financial support through advertisers. We also have a need for finances, especially as an extension of the ministry of GPS Hope. Now, we're not a business out to make a profit. We're nonprofit, 501c3, but we do need to find ways to continue financially running things and moving forward. Since I am not ready to resort to having advertising on this podcast, to continue creating the podcast and all the resources that GPS Hope has to offer, we're looking for a committed group of listeners who believe in this mission and want to help keep it going. If this ministry and this podcast has been a lifeline for you, or if you want to make sure others can find the hope you have found, we invite you to consider supporting us through Patreon. Now, in this special Patreon community, I will bring you the real and raw parts of me on this walk, not the polished pieces meant for a book or a planned video or record for the podcast. It will be quite often the thoughts I want to share, but I don't, because it's usually in my morning time with God. I don't have any makeup on. My hair's still a mess or still wet from my shower. What I get downloaded or I want to share, it isn't long enough for a podcast. I don't have the greatest background to make a quick video. Sometimes I've even been crying. Now, up until now, I have just jotted these things down, thinking I'll polish them up and share them at some point, and I really never have. But now, I will have what I feel like a safe place that is more private to talk about or write these deep thoughts as they come to me to share them with you. Now, please hear my heart. Whether or not you can give financially, you are still part of this community. Your prayers, your presence, your willingness to share these episodes with others, all of that helps water the seeds of hope. And I am very grateful that you're here. And I am honored to walk this journey with you. I really, really am. But I do want to quickly share the three simple monthly options that we are going to offer. At just $5 a month in support of this podcast, that's not much at all, $5 a month, you will be in the Seed of Hope level. Now, this is for those who want to make sure this podcast keeps going, giving a seed of hope to others the way it has been given to you. Plus, be part of the GPS Hope patron community, which I'll talk about just a little bit more after sharing the other two levels. At $10 a month, you will be in the reflections level. You'll receive three reflection questions each week based on that week's podcast topic. Now, these questions are designed to help you take what you've heard and go deeper, letting those truths settle into your own healing journey. And if you facilitate a support group or a part of a support group, they would also be great to use for discussion topics. $20 a month is the community level. So along with getting the three reflection questions for each podcast episode, you will also be part of a small monthly online group with me. It's going to be the fourth Thursday night of each month. Now, November and December, we hit Thanksgiving and Christmas, so we'll change the date. But starting in January, it will be the fourth Thursday night of each month, where we can talk together about that month's episodes, share insights, and encourage each other. All three of these levels put you in the GPS Hope patron community. That means that you're going to get occasional printable hope help, such as scriptures, maybe journaling prompts, remembrance ideas, just all these things that come to me and I don't know what to do with them, and now I have a place to put them. You will have better access to me for Q&A and support. You're going to have a special community connection with others who truly understand in a private place. This is going to be a safe place to be seen, including a safe place for me to be able to share some very raw content from my heart in a way that I've never done before. And I'm going to call them quiet moments. When we begin to walk forward together, even small seeds of hope can be nourished in the darkest places. So if this podcast has given you hope in your darkness, would you consider helping us keep it going for others by becoming a monthly partner through Patreon? Even a few dollars a month, that $5 level, combined with others, will help us continue offering this podcast as support with no advertisements to grieving parents literally around the world. And together, we can keep watering those seeds of hope. So you can go to patreon.com/GPS Hope. Patreon is spelled P-A-T-R-E-O-N. Patreon.com/GPS Hope to sign up for the level that works for you. There will be a link in the show notes. I want to share one more thing with you before the birthday segment. Way back, I don't remember how many years ago, my Facebook page actually got hacked. It wasn't a fake account, it got hacked, and I could not get it back. It was just crazy. I won't go into the details. I tried for months, literally months. I could not get into my own Facebook page, and I had to start over. And that meant that some of my group pages that I had out there, I could no longer access. Well, I had a page out there for the My Grief Journey coloring book and journal that I've talked about for the last couple of episodes, with the journaling prompts and like a scripture and a little something about each word. We've got all these words in there that have to do with our grief journey. Well, anyway, we just discovered that Dave was actually an admin on that page, so he could get me back in there. So the My Grief Journey Facebook page is now reopened. And what that is if you have that book, it's fun to take a picture and put it in that page and just share what that journaling prompt was and share the coloring page. So I'm hoping that some of you will ask to get in there. I'm hoping to color a page over the weekend between recording this and when this episode is released. I'm going to try to color a page in my book. I've done that over the years, and I'll put that page in there. I would love to see yours. Go to Facebook, type in the search bar, GPS Hope, My Grief Journey. Now, there are three questions to ask because it is a private page. Where did you get the book? Have you started coloring in it yet? And do you want to post pictures and interact with others? So answer those three questions, and you'll be in. I will also put a link to that in the show notes, but go to Facebook, GPS Hope, My Grief Journey. You'll find it and ask to join. Okay, let's go to this week's birthday segment. Now, I'm going to start by backing up a few days to a birthday that just came in, and I don't want to make them wait for a whole year to hear their child's name. So here we go. Shione Beverly McNeil was born on October 31st and is forever 15. Chaney Patrick was born on November 4th and is forever 20. We celebrate the day these two came into the world and into the lives of their families. We know it will always be a special day and worth celebrating. If you would like to have your child's birthday announced on the birthday segment, I would love to be able to do that for you. Go to gpshope.org/birthdays. Fill out the needed information. There's also a place for pronunciation in case sometimes your child's name is mispronounced, because I do want to say it correctly for you. Just submit that information, and we will add your child to the birthday segment the week of his or her birthday. And Dave will send you an email to remind you to listen that week. The goal of GPS Hope is to walk with parents through the suffocating darkness of child loss, navigating them to a place of hope and meaning and purpose again, so that they, which means you, can become a grieving parent sharing hope. Now, most of the time, when bereavers reach that point, they just kind of disconnect from us and they go on from there, which is great. That's what we want. We want you to go on. But it isn't very often we hear from those who are ready to go on, and they kind of come back and say thank you. It kind of reminds me of when Jesus healed the 10 lepers and only one returned to show his gratefulness. Now, I don't do this to get thank yous, but it is nice to get something like this once in a while. I'm not saying this to lay guilt on anyone, believe me, but I just want to share with you one more email that I received recently along this line. And it said, "Hey Laura, the anniversary of 5 years will be next month. Just checking in and thanking you for helping me. The family's doing well. Took some time, but we're finally at a place where we feel we can move past the constant hurt, taking our pain into a purpose. Anyways, I've kept up with you over the years and wanted to officially thank you for being there for me during my darkest time, showing me that small glimmer of light and hope we all desperately need. That is why Dave and I do what we do and why we want to continue doing it with your help." Now, about that scripture I said that I got so excited about, Hebrews chapter 10, verses 24 and 25 is usually shared in the context that you need to go to a weekly church service. Do not forsake the assembly of yourselves. Now, I'm going to add, I am not anti-church. I've received so much from the church over the years. I'm an ordained pastor. I've traveled as an international children's ministry. But I will say that what the modern Western world calls church really doesn't look anything like what the New Testament describes. And as I looked over these verses in the context of just making sure that we are spending time together as believers, and even more specifically, for those of us who are walking this journey of child loss, to fellowship and be in community together, oh, it was so precious and spot on. Let me read a couple. Well, I've got three versions I want to read to you. The CJB, which is the Complete Jewish Bible, says, "And let us keep paying attention to one another in order to spur each other on to love and good deeds." The ESV version, I believe that's the English Standard Version, says, "And let us consider each other carefully for the purpose of sparking love and good deeds. Don't stop meeting together with other believers, which some people have gotten into the habit of doing. Instead, encourage each other, especially as you see the day drawing near." And to me, meeting with other believers, that's what we're doing right now. This is fellowship. This is church. This is being together and sharing the things of God with each other. In the Passion Translation, it says, "Discover creative ways to encourage others and to motivate them toward acts of compassion, doing beautiful works as expressions of love. This is not the time to pull away and neglect meeting together, as some have formed the habit of doing. In fact, we should come together even more frequently, eager to encourage and urge each other onward as we anticipate that day dawning." Oh man, are we ever anticipating that day, aren't we? I love that. We should come together even more frequently, eager to encourage and urge each other onward. That's just, to me, that's like perfect for us. And then I went through the whole chapter and I hit the last verse in the chapter, verse 39. And it says, "But we certainly are not those who are held back by fear and perish. We are among those who have faith and experience true life." Whew, yes. We really do heal better together. Every word of encouragement, every shared story, every act of kindness helps multiply hope. So thank you for listening. Thank you for being part of this podcast community. And thank you for considering how you can help this seed of hope keep growing for others. You can learn more or sign up to become a monthly supporter at $20, at $10, or just $5 a month. Keep us going and keep advertisements out of this. Go to patreon.com/GPS Hope. No matter where you are in your journey, you can be A Grieving Parent Sharing Hope. So let's keep watering the seeds of hope in each other together. And as we do, remember to hold on. Pain eases. There is hope.